Among the mortgage products sold during the housing crisis was what they call a pick-a-pay mortgage. Pick-a-pay means that the homeowner can elect to pay the minimum on his mortgage, which would be interest only, and in sometimes not even the full amount of the interest, and the principal amount would increase over time. At some point, if you're adding to the principal, the homeowner reaches a maximum loan amount, and he must start then paying principal. Couple that with an interest rate spike, as the initial adjustable rate interest rate expires and payments can soar. Compounding the matter is that as housing prices drop, homeowners find themselves more underwater as the amount they owe is higher than the house is worth. Now, with a higher payment and lower equity in the home, the homeowner finds himself in a precarious position, making very high payments on an amount that is not covered by the equity in the home. Many banks hold many of these pick-a-pay mortgages, and with the housing market still in free fall, homeowners are now defaulting in droves, even homeowners that can afford the mortgages. Wells Fargo and Company has a strategy now for modifying its billions in trouble and pick-a-pay mortgages, and it looks a lot like a game of kick the can down the road. Wells Fargo is the fourth largest U.S. bank by assets and holds more than $107 billion in debt tied to option adjustable rate mortgages, or pick-a-pays. Since many pick-a-pay borrowers own homes worth far less than they owe in mortgage debt due to the falling in house prices, many of them can afford a full monthly payment but refuse to pay it. This was an unforeseen problem when the housing market first blew up. It was assumed that those that could make their mortgage payments would make it. But now we're finding many that are able to make their mortgage payments are electing not to because their house has fallen below the value of their mortgage. To avoid foreclosing on many of these pick-a-pay homeowners and having to write off the bad debt at that point, Wells Fargo is taking a gamble. Wells Fargo has agreed on many loans to take an interest-only payment, and it will defer the balances owed on the loans for as long as 6 to 10 years. What Wells Fargo is doing is wagering that an eventual rise in housing prices will eventually combine to cover the bank's billions in underwater pick-a-pay debt and right the failing ship. Michael Hyde, co-president of Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, said in an interview, "We're banking on the fact that the economy will improve and recover over time." Wells Fargo's decision to shoebox thousands of pick-a-pay borrowers through this program into long-term interest-only loans helps the bank avoid taking hefty write-downs on pick-a-pays that a wholesale push into foreclosures would likely produce. In other words, as more of these loans foreclose, Wells Fargo will have to write more off. "I suspect most of these loans will go bad anyway," says Morris A. Davis, a former economist at the Federal Reserve. This newscaster agrees with him. Wells Fargo is betting on a recovery in the home market. But history shows when asset bubbles pop, they cannot be reinflated. I anticipate it will be at least 3 to 5 years, and maybe even 10 years or more if the housing market ever recovers at all. Sure, home prices will be inflated to where they were a few years ago, but that may take a decade or more. And by that time, if the feds are successful in inflating the home market by printing trillions of dollars more, your house may be worth more later, but your cup of Starbucks coffee will cost you $25. There is no easy way out for Wells Fargo or any of these other banks for that matter. These guys made lousy mortgages, pure and simple. People are losing their jobs and can't pay. Interest rates have spiked, making even more homeowners unable to pay their mortgage. Top that off with falling house prices, and you have a triple whammy. Those that made loans on the housing market are about to take it in the shorts again. But we know from the government's recent movements in dealing with these matters, the taxpayer, you and I, will be made to pay for Wells Fargo's gamble, as well as every other bank's gamble. Wells Fargo's rolling the dice and kicking the can down the road in addressing these pick-a-pay mortgages in hopes that the housing market will recover. It will not, or if it does, it will only mean that the Federal Reserve has successfully introduced hyperinflation into the economy. And that, my friends, is no can you can kick. That's it for this week's Money Matters. The views and opinions expressed on this newscast are opinions and my opinions only. They may not necessarily reflect those of KVMR FM, its staff members, or underwriters. You can get past newscasts at moneymanagementradio.com. My name is Mark Cuniberti for KVMR FM.